All right. Okay. Welcome back to Very Really Good, my podcast. That's what it is. It's my podcast. Okay, we're back. This is episode 242, I believe. Holy crap. Holy crap. That's a lot. That is a lot of episodes, but, you know, or one would say maybe that's the perfect amount. One could argue that that is probably the best number that there could be for a podcast. So thank you, everybody, for having that opinion. We got a big week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm just getting back from a little trip. I just went and visited some family, up north for Jenna's birthday. And, it was great. We had a great time. It was nice to just sort of chill and not do any work. Cause I feel like it's been a little gnarly lately and it's given me time to, you know, do stuff that I didn't have time to do, you know, when I was, when I'm fucking working all the time. It's, you know, there's some things that I need to, do pretty much. A lot of the things, revolved around like the next big tour. I needed to come up with a name and like a name for the tour, like a poster idea for the tour and everything, and I got one. All right, that time off, it really helped out, you know, kind of refreshes you. Because sitting, I was just listening, literally this exact conversation. I was listening to Neil Brennan's podcast Blocks. He did an episode with Trevor Wallace, and it was like really, it really resonated with me because they were like, yeah, you need to like take time off to like actually like come up with better things, better ideas, right? And that's what happened, man. So I'm not saying taking time off is only for that, you know. I think it's just a positive thing that can happen from it. That's like some like totally fucking like toxic workaholic dude being like, fine honey, I'll go on a trip with you if it means that, because then I'll be able to really, you know, I'm really at a creative block with this, with Q4's numbers. And I think this, I think this trip will be really good. No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying, you know, I think you guys fucking get it, but, yeah, man, thanks for tuning in. We're going to goof around a little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we got to cover. So we'll get right into it. I want to preface this by saying I don't really check my subreddit that much or as much as I used to. Reddit as a whole is it's pretty fucking gnarly sometimes, and yeah, just people say the craziest shit on there about me. And just people. Reddit is fucking scary. Some great parts to it, you know, some great things, but, you know, a lot of the people on Reddit are out to lunch, figuratively, not physically, because a Redditor isn't going out to lunch with anyone, but, you know, they're figuratively out to lunch. They're fucking, a lot of Redditors are nuts, dude. But, you know, I'll check in every, like, 2 weeks, you know, if I got, like, if I'm curious, you know, I want to see what people are posting in there or whatever. Usually after like a day after a new video, I'll check there to see what people are saying about it. But I found one that I really, if they're serious, then this is crazy. But if they're like farming for my attention, you got me, okay? Because I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to read it. So this is from my subreddit. And let's go ahead and read this thing. And I'll record this. And Sabrina, you can just crop it. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you to do your job. And Sabrina, you can just edit it. Because, and you know how to do that. Okay. So this person commented, can we please... Okay, sorry, this is the title of it. This is the title of the post on my subreddit. Can we please get Curtis to stop using those disgusting fart and shitting sound effects in his videos? You got my attention, all right? You got my fucking attention. I'm all ears, dude. So let's see the body paragraph of this. Please, it's gotten to the point where I don't even watch his new videos anymore. It's like a plague. They plague every damn video. I even tried watching his older videos where it wasn't that common, but they're plagued too. Please, Curtis, please stop. I literally don't understand why we need to hear someone's insides coming out every video. The fart slash shit sound effects literally ruin the jokes because he doesn't even have to add them. Curtis, you're about to be 30 and you're still making shit jokes. Bro, please grow up. I know one person not watching his videos anymore doesn't affect him, but I do honestly want to keep watching his videos. But I just don't want to hear a fucking diarrhea sound effect every time I try to watch his videos. I really hope he sees this shit. Okay. Sorry, and then we'll go to the edit. He edited afterwards, after people were like, firing back at him, disagreeing with him, you know. And he said, edit. Guys, me asking an almost 30-year-old man to stop using or at least tone down the disgusting shitting sounds in his videos is not being rude. What? I obviously like his videos. I just am tired of hearing the same disgusting shitting sound when it's never even needed. You can critique someone you like. Like, did y'all forget that? All right. Here's what I got. First off, here's what I got to say to that. And then also, one more thing I have to say to that. Is, yeah, so I think that's pretty much everything that I wanted to say. Was that everything? Yeah. Dude. How about this? I'll explain myself while, how long is this? So let's go. That's actually way too funny. I can't do that. Bunch of farts. Dude, suck my balls, dude. Shut the fuck up. Dude. Hey, man. Bad opinion. L opinion, dude. And look, you're allowed to have one. That's great. You're allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to not like the sound effects I use in my videos. There's a lot of farts, and I get it. But hey, where's your whimsy, dude? Where's all your joy? Fucking, who cares how old I am, dude? If I'm ever, straight up, if I am ever at a point in my life where I fart and I don't laugh, kill me. Straight up. Fucking kill me, dude. Farting is so... And dude, also to be like... Yeah, it's just so weird to like... Because, yeah, they said... Are they almost 32? Like, I don't know how old they are. It doesn't matter. But... It is so strange to go on someone's subreddit to be like, I don't even watch their fucking videos, okay? Because there's too much poop. I have never farted in my life, and it's gross. I can't picture it. What the fuck? Farting is never a thing I've done, ever. I don't poop. I'm about to explode, but I don't poop. It's gross. Dude. And then for him to be like, sorry, I'm going to fucking reread this again because there's a lot of inaccuracies, dude. I got to defend myself, all right? When there's a fucking hater for no reason, I got to defend myself, okay? Okay, so he says, I don't even watch his new videos anymore. It's like a plague. And then in the edit, he's like, I obviously like his videos. No, you don't. You said you don't watch them, so how the fuck would you know if you like them, bro? You know what I mean? And then he was like, he's like, okay, yeah, me selling this is not being rude. And then in the fucking thing, you're like, Curtis, you're about to be 30 and you're still making fart and shit jokes, bro. Please grow up. You grow up. Bro, you grow up, dude. You know how childish it is? You know how absolutely childish it is to watch a video that has too many farts? And then you go, this, I can't fucking believe this. And then you go, dude, you search up Curtis Connor sub. dude, you search Curtis Connor subreddit. Dude, you search it up and you go to it and you go, I can't do this. It's like a plague. It's a fart plague. It's a crap plague. It's farts and crap. It's everywhere. I can't see shit. I can't watch it anymore. Enter. And everyone, here we go. And everyone's going to agree with me. And Curtis is going to stop putting in fart sounds. Dude, you're a dork. How about that? Whoever posted that, you're a dork. And you can argue the same that I'm also childish for responding to this on my podcast, but I don't care. Because it's my podcast, and I can talk about whatever I want. And also, that's hilarious every single time. And that's a little fart for you, okay? I'm not stopping what I'm doing because I think it's really funny. And yeah, like you said, you can stop watching my fucking videos. So I'm going to put more of them in there now, dude. I'm going to put even more farts. This you're turning me into a villain, dude. A fart villain. I never wanted to become this. Right? But you forced my hand. I'm like Thanos. But instead of fucking snapping his fingers, it's gonna be farting. That'd be sick. Instead of like an infinity gauntlet, it was like infinity underpants, infinity boxers. An infinity fucking butt plug. Dude, instead of the infinity gauntlet, the infinity butt plug. Bedazzles it with all the infinity stones. And then Thor comes in with the hammer and he's like, here, I'm going to fucking kill you, Thanos. Gets him in the chest. And Thanos is like, you should have aimed for the ass. And he goes, and then he goes, but no, I mean, I'm talking shit on this person because they were talking shit on me, but don't send any hate to them or whatever. It's fucking fine. You can have your opinion if you want, but I just thought it was super funny to, I wanted to address this and, clap back. All right. Cause sometimes my back is clapping with farts. So I got to clap back when I see an absolute fart of a take like this. Okay. But I appreciate it. Appreciate the feedback. And I'm going to keep feeding my back. No, never mind. So yeah, shout out to that person. I'm going to keep farting. And, okay, should we, let's move on. All right. I like to start off the podcast with a lot of negativity. And we're going to keep that negativity going. So, I'll stop that one and start a new one, I guess. But yo, shout out. Also, before we move on, shout out to all the people on the Reddit. I was scrolling through the comments. A lot of people were on my side. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for fighting the good fight. And, yeah, dude. Okay, so there's which one should we talk about first? There's a couple. All right, we'll talk about this one. So, okay. There's been a lot of sorry. Oh my god, fucking yawning, dude, insane. I saw a really great tweet last week, and I was it last week? A couple days ago, I don't know when, but I had to talk about it because it was very, very funny that just the whole idea of it. It was from this guy named Colin Rutherford, 26-year-old founder of Green Box Storage, doing 518,000 revenue on track for 1.5 in 2024. Fucking good for you, dude. Entrepreneur newsletter. That's great. He's doing his thing, right? But he tweeted, "Do you know what a bottle night is? Probably not. Because my girlfriend and I invented it during a 2023 blizzard in Buffalo, New York. We lock our phones away, turn the TV off, each grab a bottle of wine, and talk. That's it. We simply talk and enjoy each other's presence. We live together, but it's easy to miss out on quality time. What do you think? Do you have other methods for enjoying quality time with your partner?" And then it's a picture of them drinking wine out of the bottle. Now, I'll say this. It's great that they're, you know, trying to, you know, they're conscious that it's easy to, you know, you got your phone, you got work, you got, you know, there's TV, there's all these distractions, right? And you know, it's quality time with your partner is important. And I think that's a good thing to do. But like calling it bottle night and being like, acting like you're the, acting like you guys invented like chilling is like fucking so funny, dude. You guys ever try talking to your girlfriend? And it's like, actually, it's crazy because probably if you like show up to his friend's house, right, for like Super Bowl Sunday, and he's like, "Guys, I just had a fucking breakthrough. You know the blizzard that happened last week? Well, me and my girl found something out like crazy, dude. We found something out together. We did this thing where we put our phones away and we kind of just talked to each other." And all the guy and all his friends are like, "Yo, what? What do you mean? Like, you talked about like the, this isn't making any sense, bro. You got to get the fuck out of here, man." And also, like, I saw another criticism of this where it was like, "Okay, great. I invented this thing called talking to my girlfriend. And we both need to be fucking drunk for it to happen, dude. This will not happen unless we are both fucking hammered. We will not talk to each other." God, it's so funny. Do you know what a bottle night is? Yeah. I pray that this is... I wonder how often they do it. You think it's like every week? Like once a week? Every day? Every day there's alcoholics. Have you heard about this thing? I don't have a problem. I'm not alcoholic. I'm doing bottle time, okay? I did a lot of bottle time yesterday. I had about four of them. It was a long bottle time, but, you know, it's still. And it was sort of just me this time. She had work. I got fired for doing too much bottle time at work, but it's still bottle time, you know? Okay, on the other 30 nights of the month, I grind to build my business. Okay, so it's once a month. Once a month, he talks to his girlfriend. But hey, man, whatever works, you know? Whatever works, that's great. Okay, now these are just, dude, Twitter fucking sucks now. I want to see the fucking responses to this stuff, man. Dude, you mean merch? As if you mean fucking merch. Do you know what bottle night is? Alcoholics, rise up. Alcoholics, make some noise, man. Do you think there's an alcoholic influencer? Probably a lot of them. Like the Nelk boys, right? All those dudes. I think those are alcoholic influencers. But dudes who are like fucking literally pandering to alcoholics. What's up, guys? Smash a like button if you're drinking and driving today. Video sponsored by fucking Best Buy breathalyzers. Hi, yeah, I'm gunning for the most viewed post in history on this, dude. Okay, this guy says, please drink out of a wine glass, man. You're 26. Dude, enough of this shit. You're almost 30. You gotta stop. You can't make jokes about farts. You're 26. You can't drink wine out of a bottle, dude. Lick my nuts, dude. Damn, 61 million views. Good for them. Super funny, though. I wanted to talk about it for a sec because, you know, saying something like, have you guys heard of chilling? You guys ever heard of hanging out with your girlfriend? I've never talked to her before, and it's kind of nice. I still can't do it sober, but, you know, that's what bottle night is for. It's like the purge. It's like a purge, but everyone is just talking to their fucking partners. The alarm goes off. The annual bottle night is now live. All the girlfriends with like boring ass boyfriends are like, fucking no, I didn't get my bottle of wine yet. Liquor stores will be closing in 20 minutes. Dude, that's the whole movie. Is a girl trying to go get a bottle of wine, and it's a fucking riots and everything and shit because her boyfriend's so boring for bottle night. I'd watch the fucking shit out of that movie, dude. That sounds hilarious. Purge. And they have like the first purge, right? The first bottle night. Or everyone was like, this is amazing. I've never talked to my girlfriend before. Dude. Guys, have you tried shitting? I've never seen it, but I've never even tried it. I've heard of it, but I've never really given it a go. Guys, I thought of this thing. Have you heard of squeeze night? It's probably not, because my girlfriend and I invented it during a 2023 blizzard in Buffalo, New York. We both put our phones away, we turned the TV off, we put our arms out, and then we walk towards each other until we're both touching chest to chest, and then we close our arms and embrace each other. We're calling it hugging, and I think it's the next big thing. All right? I think it's got a lot of legs. I think it has the potential to be huge. All right. Ever tried hugging? Ever tried kissing? Yeah, they get pregnant. They're like, have you guys heard of fucking? We just figured it out. I always just thought my wiener was for pee-pee, but I guess it's not. But after talking to my girlfriend, I found out that she doesn't have a pee-pee. She's got a vajiji. And, you know, after a couple bottle nights and after a couple hug nights, that's what happens. Now we can't, and now she's pregnant. Now we can't have, now she can't have fucking bottle nights anymore, dude. Okay. That was silly. That was fun. Damn, my shit blowing up. Nobody texts me ever, and then as soon as I start recording a podcast, everybody's like, okay, what's Kurt up to? Okay, so this next video, the next topic I want to talk about, I was scrolling on the YouTube trending page the other night, and because sometimes they got some gold on there. They got some good stuff that I wouldn't usually watch. And when I say good, I mean just like weird shit. But I saw one thumbnail specifically that really made me feel weird. And it was from Brent Rivera's sister, I think Alexi Rivera, I believe her name is. And she makes YouTube videos as well as Brent. And I have talked about Brent Rivera in the past. I made a video about him. And I pretty much talked about how tone deaf he is, and how he sort of sensationalizes wealth in a way, in a weird way, and sort of doesn't really think about like poor people as like real people. You know what I mean? Like, it's really weird. It was like really, it's just like really gross to watch his videos. And he also steals ideas and thumbnails, and he's like kind of a fucking goblin. So, I don't like him at all. And, I've never liked him. I'll say it. Is he the one that posted on the subreddit? Is he the one that posted on my subreddit? Make yourself known, Brent. You'll be rocking the plank, Brent Rivera. Brent Rivera. is it not Brent Rivera aboard my ship? If you don't delete my YouTube channel, you shall be walking the plank. And you'll be in Davy Jones' locker.
Sorry. I was saying, so her video popped up, and the thumbnail is fucking crazy. Like, what I'm talking about, she must have learned insensitivity and, you know, how to be tone deaf from her brother. Because, dude, this fucking thumbnail is out of this world. Okay, I'm just going to take a screenshot just so I have it. But, dude, you've probably seen it because I'm probably going to put it in the fucking thumbnail. But, like, dude, it's her sitting on the ground in Times Square, New York, with a cardboard sign and marker on it saying, "Help, I'm hungry." And then right in the same row, eating 100 years of school lunches. "Help, I'm hungry." Okay. You didn't do a good job of saving that food, I guess. Okay. Yeah, "Help, I'm hungry." Two months ago, $1 versus $250,000 vacation. Okay. "However will you survive in the world's most expensive city?" So that was crazy. And I was like, okay, what could this video possibly be about? You know, maybe she's going to New York. Because it's New York City, which is expensive. And she's like, okay, let's just show how expensive it is here and how crazy it is. Like, what's this video going to be about? So I thought we'd watch it together and go through it because it's fucking insane, dude. So let's pull it up. It's only 9 minutes long, so guess she didn't survive that long. Okay.
"This is $100. When I was younger, $100 felt like so much money. But as an adult, $100 feels more like $20.
Okay. So, I don't think that has to do with being an adult. I think having $100 to you feels like $20 because you're a fucking millionaire. I think that's why. I don't think it's you being older. You know what I mean? Because that is true. I was talking about that like literally 2 days ago. I think I was talking to Jacob and I was like, it was crazy when like you would get like $5, a $5 bill, and you're like, oh, I'm actually set for life. This is crazy. But obviously, you know, $5 isn't too much money, unfortunately. But so let's see. So I was like, okay, maybe she's gonna try to survive a day in New York with only $20. Which is, I don't know how the fuck you would do that. You get 20 slices of pizza for $20, dude. It's New York. They got dollar slices, okay? It's easy. Let's see.
"Especially in a place like New York." "Sorry, I'm in one of the most expensive cities in the world, and it's just me and this $100 bill. Let's..."
No! Say it ain't so! You only have $100? Oh. How will you survive? How will you ever do it? Dude, you have $100. That's fine. That's actually a lot of money. You'd actually do just fine. Some people have that, like, because that's what, disposable income, essentially, for you, I guess. Some people have $100 for, like, the week, you know? And they could do it. They make it work. I only have $100. And my fucking Bugatti, dude, and my 15 million subscribers, how am I going to do it? I don't know if she's a Bugatti, probably.
Game plan. By the end of today, I have to complete everything on this list. Number one, do an activity. Two, use a form of transportation. Three, eat something. Four, find a place to stay. Five, buy a clothing item. And six, pay for a service.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess she's doing like the, she's doing a video, like a Ryan Trahan video, if it, there was like no sort of like substance or, I don't know, tact? Is that the right word? Or just no fucking thought behind it at all, you know? Because, like, Ryan Trahan did this with, like, a penny, right? He was like, I'm going to survive with a penny. And he did it, right? And he was, like, engaging, and he was never, like, I'm in the fucking New York. How am I going to do it, right? And it's like, all this is easy for $100. Do an activity. There's a bunch of free ones. Go to a park, right? Form of transportation, easy. Subway. Eat. Dollar. What's the Subway? How much is a Subway? Like $3 or $4? A slice of pizza, that's $5. Find a place to stay. You can probably find a cheap hostel for like, I don't know, $50, $60. What are you at now? $65, buy a clothing item. You can get one for like a fucking dollar somewhere. Pay for a service. What the fuck does that mean? What's pay for a service? What service? Like one of those bike dudes who drive bikes, they could take you somewhere. That's like $10. Easy, dude.
It's going to be a fun day. In New York. Sorry, I'll get out of the street.
Yeah, you're like, it's not funny, dude.
We're at the Subway. And this isn't the kind of Subway I like. I like the Subway sandwich place. Ride on the Subway costs about $2.50, so this is going to be my form of transportation all day. It's cheap, it's easy, and it smells like pee. Does it get much better than that? All right, we're in the Subway station. Now,
I always fucking hate this type of shit where, like, this is why people fucking hate YouTubers, man. This is why people fucking do not respect YouTubers, because they do shit that, like, everyday people have to do every single day, and they're like, isn't this crazy? I'm fucked for this. I'm actually out of my mind for this. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is disgusting. I would never stoop to this level. You're all washed, dude.
Subway surfers before, but I'm hoping my experience here won't be anything like that. I don't really know where I'm going. I'm just kind of hoping for the best. And frankly, I can't really afford to get on the wrong subway. I've never been on the subway before, but there's a first time for everything. Okay, we're getting on the subway right now. Woo! Looks like I just walked into a movie set. Let's change this coloring a little bit. It's a little depressing. Right now, I'm headed to Central Park. I have a few things on my...
This is a shuttle train to Grand Central. Next stop is Grand Central 42nd Street.
I've seen so many crazy videos in subways. I hope this doesn't turn into one of
them. The fucking sound effect. Isn't this crazy? I'm taking a subway. I'm taking one of the most... popular modes of transportation in the whole city that everybody uses from all walks of life.
Alright, I just got off the subway. Supposedly, I'm near Central Park, so let's go get him, Tiger. We've made
it. Dude, enough, bro. That fucking sad, goofy-ass sound effect.
It's our first destination. I'm in Central Park. There's a lot of cheap things to do here, but the more fun things are out of my budget. How much is it to ride the horse?
It's $140.
To actually ride the horse?
Yeah, dude. Let's... Let's fucking get these horses that are forced to work all day. Yeah, let's get on those.
No, you cannot ride a horse.
But we still have to find an activity to do, and I'm not stopping until this list is completed. So let's go. Just so everybody knows, it is approximately 25 degrees here. The ground is very icy, so there's a little hint about what I'm about to do. Let's just hope I don't slip and die. I found an ice skating rink. This sent me back about $25, but hopefully it's worth it. I'm actually really good at skating. I used to be a figure skater growing up. I'm excited to get out there and show my moves. Show some people up, for sure. Woo! Here we go. All right.
Today's special FOE shout-out is Brian.
I am absolutely ripping it up out here.
Like, what is this? What is this? What is this video? I don't understand the point of this video. Okay, so she skates for a bit.
My skates aren't properly sharpened. Normally, I skate a little something like this. But here's a video of Brent ice skating. Oh, my God.
I want to see Brent.
Portable, and it's in my budget. So let's order something and see how it tastes.
Okay, so I think it's just her spending a day in New York. Yeah, like, this is fucking... And it's like... Okay.
Day. And I can't even get the bird to hang out with me. I'm gonna try this. I'm really nervous to find out where I'm gonna be staying. I don't have that much money. We're eating into my budget, literally.
$60, dude. Like, that's... It's crazy, because, like... I think the... I already fucking made my point, but it's like... Some people would actually fucking, like... kill to have $100 a day in New York, dude. That would actually be, like, life-changing. For some people, dude. Okay, she goes back on the subway.
My second subway ride, I'm down about $5 just from transportation. And my hotel is ready for check-in. Obviously, you guys, I needed a place to stay. But this hotel in all of New York City, a room here is $25 a night. And if you guys know anything about New York City hotels, it's that the rooms are already small. So I'm a little nervous to see what's going to be going on inside of here. Considering what's going on out front is not so good. In front of me, there is a water bottle with urine inside of it. And behind me, we have a few trash bags.
What the fuck? Yeah.
But, hey, $25 is $25.
Dude, this is, like, fucking painful to watch, man. So there's fucking bottles of piss outside and some garbage can and some garbage bag. As every city, dude. I dare you to walk downtown any city and not see a bottle of piss, all right? And garbage bags. And you're going to see that. It's super normal.
I'm going to have to be paying a lot more than
Dude, and, like, to do this in, like, a full, like, leather trench coat and, like, a designer bag and, like, fucking the jewelry and stuff and the nice nails and everything. Surviving in the world. How am I going to do it? This is so hard.
$100 for my medical bills when this elevator breaks down. Oh, here we are. This entire place is under construction. No wonder it was $25.
Dude, that's... I gotta get that sound effect on my soundboard.
I feel like this whole place is gonna collapse. There's no way this is real. Like, I was like, oh, $25, steal. They should have paid me to be here. This is a hard hat area, and I'm pretty sure my room is somewhere around there. The room come with a hard hat, or do I have to buy it? Because I'm not sure if I can afford it. Well, let's go find my room before it finds me. 318, here we are.
Okay, let's see the room.
Oh, this is my room. 40 square feet of pure luxury. It's kind of cozy.
Yeah, it actually looks really nice. There's like a fucking robe and shit. There's plugs. There's light. There's a bed. Like, people would actually love that. People would actually, like, go crazy for that. But apparently she doesn't like
it. Checklist. So let's head out. Please. Get me out of here.
Get me out of this fucking room. Get me out of this roof over my head. Oh, fuck. Get me out of this fucking bed. I hate having accommodations.
Way to get around. Forgot to mention that once in a while it's 30 degrees here. It's freezing. I'm
involved because you don't know if somebody's going to kill you at any point. For the most part, I'm not complaining. We're on our final subway ride right now. I've only spent about $7.50 just on subway rides, which is pretty good. And right now I'm headed to the most popular place in all of New York. Can you guess where I'm headed? I bet you.
Times Square.
Times Square, baby. Yeah.
I was there. I had a billboard there. Maybe it'll be there in the background.
There's literally so much to do here, and I can't do any of it. Well, I can do a few things. I still have to buy a clothing item and pay for a service. And maybe if we have a little extra change, we'll some get ice cream or something. I've only been here for a few minutes, and I'm already seeing some care. Are you Minnie Mouse?
Yes.
Oh, we have another one here, too. What are you?
Sonic.
Cheese.
That's not Sonic. That is not Sonic. I'll tell you right now. That is not Sonic.
Esta, New York City!
That's
yes! Woohoo! And this is where everything went wrong. I had no idea that these scam artists were going to charge me to take a picture with them per character. Is that you were splitting it? Oh, it is? There you guys go. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. To call them scam artists is fucking crazy. What'd you expect? The fuck did you expect? There's people making a living out in fucking Times Square off of dumb tourists, and that's what you are. And then I expect these scam artists to pull a fast one on me.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I just got scammed. Those characters, or whatever you want to call them, managed to get $40 out of me. That cost more than my hotel room. Heck, that was like almost half of the budget I even had today.
She went over budget.
Don't take pictures with those characters over there, okay? They're scam artists. They'll take...
Yeah, that's it. I'm not fucking watching anymore because I hate that sound effect and it's dumb. But I think as YouTubers, it's just so confusing to like make to think of that video. To go out and film it and then edit it, put a bunch of doing sounds and then post it with that thumbnail of you pretending to be fucking like homeless. That's what I think about that, dude. That's a fucking if you're the Redditor that commented in, earlier, plug your ears, but that's what that video is. That's a stinker. That's a big pile of shit. Going to a city where people like are actually like live there all the time and are like trying because it's fucking expensive and it's like, you know, there's like a lot of like homeless people there too who are like actually homeless. For you to be like, I'll put in the thumbnail that I'm pretending to be homeless and then I'll act like a big fucking deal that I have to spend $100 for the whole day in New York. Oh no. God. It's so fucking frustrating, dude. It runs in the family. It's fucking weird viewpoint towards people who don't have money. I'm on the subway, and I'm fucking terrified. How do people do this? Dude, insane. That was a shit video, Alexa Rivera? I guess Alexi. I guess I'm wrong on like a nickname basis, but... the Riveras need to be stopped, okay? Dude, you know what? Listen up, guys. Brent, Alexa, I wish the actual Alexa, if I was just like, Alexa, stop making weird videos, and then she would, you know. Riveras, you gotta stop, okay? Hang it up, pack up the play buttons, the cameras, all right? And I think you guys should actually just like try to. No, I was going to say you guys need to get a job somewhere, you know, just like to see what it's like to not be like super rich all the time and like have a, you know, be as famous YouTuber. But there's that picture of Brent Rivera in the fucking Starbucks apron. He's put in his work, dude, even though it's like he just put it on to cosplay as a fucking barista. dude, they've always been shitty. Oh my God. Okay, I want to wrap it up. But you guys, if you want more podcasts, I'm about to do a bonus episode on my Patreon. So go to patreon.com/veryreallygood and go check us out. Go support, because I'm going to keep this thing going. All right, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're doing a big Q&A special and a topic suggestion thing. We do that like pretty often over there, where the patrons suggest what to talk about and stuff, and they ask me questions, and it's a lot of fun. It's a good chill time. So yeah, go check it out. The link's in the description. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And we'll do one more for the Reddit guy. Peace. See you later, guys. Thanks. Bye.